Blog Talk Radio.
Now it's time for some mind, body, and soul food with host Tanya Parker. Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to 2013 and the first airing of Mind, Body, and Soul Food of the Year. I am your host, Tanya Parker, here to dish up some deliciously delectable, consciousness-raising creations for your mind, body, and soul. I'd like to thank the lovely and talented Gaya Degbolola for bringing us in with her Hungry Woman Blues. And we think that we have the cure for that on this show, where on second Sundays at 6, we serve up a big dish on natural and holistic healing to feed your mind, body, and soul. First off, let me share with you a bit about myself. Spirit has called me to work within my practice ministry, Mind, Body, and Spirit Works, to facilitate restoration of balance to mind, body, and spirit through divinely inspired holistic healing and education services. And I have to tell you, my healing and teaching table has served up a lot of different offerings, but one of my favorite has to be this one, Mind, Body, and Soul Food, which provides an opportunity each month to feed our listeners with mind, body, and soul nourishing information as we give voice to the vision of truly gifted holistic healers and light workers. And I would like to give a big thank you to all of you listeners who support and sustain this show. We have well over 30,000 listens to date, and we continue to grow, and that's very exciting. Thanks to those who tuned in last month to hear Reverend Anthony Farmer and Dr. Michelle Payton share the real meaning of the end of the Mayan calendar in 2012 and how we can actualize our highest potential in this new age. So you can check them out and any past Mind, Body, and Soul Food show on demand here on Blog Talk Radio. So Spirit told me to keep it brief because we needed to get to the meat of the show. And tonight we begin the year with a really intriguing topic brought forth by two very intriguing personalities, and they happen to be in sister form. I first met them at a brunch where we had gathered on 11-11-11, making sure we were seated by 11:11 a.m. to celebrate the birthday of a mutual friend who was happened to be last month's guest, Reverend Anthony Farmer. And I knew there was something special about these two, but little did I know at the time what sensational sisters they truly are. And I'm really pleased this evening to start the year off with Alexis Logan and Chelsea Logan, who are here to share with us about the Akashic Records and how they make use of this amazing resource, this powerful, powerful resource and the work that they do, and how we too can gain access to this source to reconnect with our true selves in order to live a life greater than we could ever imagine. So, welcome to Mind, Body, and Soul Food, ladies.
Hi. Thank you for having us.
Oh, sure. It is indeed my pleasure. First of all, let's let our listeners know a little bit more about you, who you are.
Oh, well, I'm Alexis. My website is alexiselogan.com. I'm an intuitive expert and lifestyle coach. And I love using the Akashic Records for intensive healing with my clients so that they can really create the life that they desire.
Ah, I'm looking forward to hearing more about that. Wonderful. And how about you, Chelsea?
Hi, I am Chelsea Logan. I am the founder and designer of a clothing line called Satissimi. I also do money and lifestyle coaching at moneymenlife.com, and I integrate the Akashic Records in my sessions with clients.
Okay, wonderful. Now, we've thrown out this term, Akashic Records, and we can't assume that everyone knows what they are. And can you explain what it is exactly?
The records are a compilation of every action, thought, and feeling that you've ever experienced throughout all times. It's a sacred space that you can use to access divine wisdom, higher guidance, and to also clear past traumas and stubborn energy blocks that you may be experiencing.
Past traumas and stubborn energy blocks. I think we have some listeners who can relate to that. I know I certainly can. Huh. Now, I've heard it referred to as the Book of Life, and there have been other terms as well. And I'm sure that there are some folks who question, is this actually real? That's kind of hard to grasp a hold of. Is there any scientific proof or evidence for the existence of this record?
While there's no actual scientific proof, the Akashic Records and Book of Life are both mentioned in some of the most ancient religions, being Hinduism, and it's also mentioned in the Bible as well. And the term Akasha is a word that means pure substance, and you'll find most of the information related to that in Hindu religion. And Akasha means pure substance, and so that really kind of goes back to what we are as energetic beings, kind of where we started from, and that's our purest essence. And so any dimension or plane or time that we've gone to, we've collected information, and there is a record of all of that you can go into and really receive healing around information, and also to be able to co-create what it is you truly want to happen in your life in this dimension and plane that we're on now.
Okay, so, well, first you were mentioning that it was mentioned in the ancient text in Hinduism and the Bible, so it sounds like it's not attached to any particular religion. Or that it transcends all religion, I would guess.
Right. It's not attached to any one particular religion. We use it more as a spiritual healing modality. The records provide you with a way to directly access God and your higher guidance system, while religion provides more of an organized approach to learning about God. And we lovingly refer to it as a way to dial direct.
I like that. So now I'm looking forward to having you all share some of your amazing background story with folks. But I'm just wondering, before you do that, do you have to be psychic to work in the records?
No, you don't. And I actually don't really like the term psychic, because
mm-hmm.
I said it kind of separates like special people over here who have like some sort of special connection, and you know, everyone else is just kind of closed off, and that's so not true. For me, we all have our spiritual abilities to really open ourselves and to really connect with God in this very special way. It's just that we need to recognize that when we have this connection, and two, that God, you know, hasn't deserted us, and we have to get rid of that programming around us being different, when really we have to really align with the truth that we are a part of God. And so we have this way of dialing direct back to our source.
Okay. Basically, there is no separation from God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. And so I guess it would take a certain awareness to realize that, to know that we have that direct line.
I definitely think it's definitely that awareness, but also it's really looking around and seeing the programming that we've kind of taken on about, you know, us being separate, and we have to
go to places outside of us to really be able to connect, which is so not true. Mm. And there's lots of ways that we kind of can buy into the programming around us that really says, you know, you're not special. You have to do this. It turns everything into a struggle, basically, around connecting with God. And so once you can clear through all of that, then you can really get to the point where, like, you know what, all I have to do is just open up, and he's going to be there, or she's going to be there, whoever God is to you, the energy source is going to be there when I do that, and everything's going to be okay.
Mm, okay. Okay. Well, you know, the neat thing is tonight you all are going to go into the records and provide a wonderful service for our listeners by accessing the records to do some mini readings. Before we get that way, get to that point, I really, really would like for you to share some of your background. I told you I've been all over your websites, and I'm just fascinated by both of your stories and your journeys to get to where you are now. So if you could just share with others some of that, I think it would give some valuable insight into who you are. Because, you know, frankly, I have to tell you, I'm amazed by you. You're both so young compared to me. And, you know, you just have so many talents and abilities, and you're truly blessed. So please share, you know, part of your journey. How did you get to this point?
Well, I first became aware of my gifts when I was 12. I found myself joking around with my mother a lot, saying, you know, wouldn't it be funny if this happened or if that happened? And a week later, it actually would. So
now this is Chelsea, right?
Yeah, this is Chelsea.
Okay. All right.
It became, you know, really cool, but also kind of uncomfortable for my family because they didn't know what to make of it. And as I entered high school, I wanted to fit in, so I kind of turned off my gifts for a period of time. And after my father died when I was 20, I decided to start becoming more intuitive and open myself up again because I realized how short life is. And I just wanted to be the fullest expression of myself during this lifetime. So I got into Reiki, took other energy courses, and eventually found my way into the Akashic Records. And it was just such a beautiful experience that I knew that I had to share with clients and work into my life purpose, and just to use that and introduce as many people as I could to it, because it has had such a profound effect in my life.
Mm, okay. And Chelsea, just to, before we move on to your story, Alexis, I just wanted to mention that you do healing work and you're a designer. And I love this term that you describe yourself with. You're a serial entrepreneur, and which I wouldn't necessarily equate to the Akashic Records. And perhaps that's just my lack of information around it, you know. And so I'm looking forward to you enlightening us about how you make use of the records to do the work that you do.
I'm a really big believer of allowing the universe to leverage my gifts and talents for a higher purpose. So every business that I have created has come out of a meditation or has come from me consulting my Akashic Records. I don't ever want to put a limit to what role I'm going to play and what people I can serve. I'd rather leave it up to the universe to show me where to go. And the Akashic Records has just been instrumental in allowing me to see what's going to work and what's going to have a really good impact on my life and the lives of people that I come into contact with. It's been more of a guiding light showing me where to go more than anything.
Okay. Okay. That helps to clarify. Thank you. Alexis.
Yes.
Did you have a similar childhood experience to Chelsea where you discovered your gifts and turned them off for a while, or what's your story?
Well, I definitely similar. Mine actually started when I was 18 months old, and I would not go to sleep on full moons, and I kept telling my mother that the moon was talking to me, and so I couldn't sleep. And so
I love it.
Years on, realize that one of the angels, Azrael, known as the angel of death, but not in a very different context, was really starting to talk to me and really kind of communicate with me at such a very young age. And I can probably say most of my childhood was spent kind of living definitely on a different plane at times, as my parents will definitely describe that. I always knew what people were feeling. I did have some dreams about the future that actually came true. But I always knew what people were feeling, and I could read energy and, like, get to the root of what was really going on with that person. I just didn't realize at the time that it was rude to actually point it out. So as I learned that that may not be okay, I started to dampen down and really just started – I really wanted to, be quote-unquote, be normal. So I definitely assimilated myself, definitely went – graduated college – and went on to get my master's because I thought that that's what I needed to do. And then, before I went to grad school, I got really sick. And so I had to really start to develop alternative forms of healing myself because, you know, doctors weren't able to tell me what was going on with myself until I stepped out and really saw alternative energy healers and saw naturopaths along the way. So I graduate from graduate school, go into social work, so I'm feeling really called to be of service to people. I did about 3.5 years in CPS, and then I realized this is not where I want to be. Like, I want to make a greater impact. And also had a similar experience when my father passed away. It was like, wow, life is so short. You not to be living, you know, your purpose. And I really decided that I wanted to explore all these gifts that I had. Started out with Reiki, like Chelsea. Definitely, I had my first Akashic Record reading. And literally, I had that reading in June. And by October, I had handed in my resignation. November, I was really getting ready to step into this business of really being of service to others. And so the Akashic Records for me were the cattle prod to get off my butt and really start to create life in a very conscious way to really step up and be the facilitator of healing that I am ultimately becoming.
I love it. Such juicy stories, ladies. And, you know, you can tell it now from a distance and, you know, it's matter of fact, but I imagine that going through parts of this at the time must have been pretty painful.
Oh, yes, uncomfortable and definitely painful, but it was great to go through it because I always recognize now when I'm hitting up against something of some sort of resistance. I've been through it before, and I'm like, I'm just getting ready to change and step into even, you know, higher service than I was before. So I actually welcome the tough parts because I think that's when I've had the greatest transformations.
I love that point of view, the way you reframe the situation. Wonderful. Well, ladies, I have to tell you, the phone line is like, it's lining up. So why don't we pause right now for a caller? And what we're doing is, actually, if someone just has questions for you all, that would be wonderful. Or if you would like a mini reading from the Akashic Records, I know because of time and because of the vastness of the records, what we're asking the callers, if you have a question, make it one question, and the sisters will take turns accessing the records to provide an answer for you. So for the call-in number, for those who have not at this point, is 917-889-7806. Again, it's 917-889-7806. Callers, beware. This is personal information that could come up here. And we'll ask you just to give us your first name if you so choose, and the sisters can make use of that to energetically tune into you and to be able to open your record. So I see we've had a caller from the 678 area code who has been holding for some time. Caller, you're on live, Mind, Body, and Soul Food. Would you like a reading? Do you have a question for Chelsea and or Alexis?
Hey, how are you doing today? My name is Anthony. I guess I want a quick reading, but right before that, I just want to kind of state something. I definitely want to say hello to the sisters. And hello to you, Ms. Parker. And
hello.
Basically, hello, can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Yeah, basically, I've had a Akashic Records reading before, and pretty much I was told that, you know, I was a record holder also, that I held the records, kind of like Edgar Casey in the, Atlantis in ancient Sumeria. I kind of wanted to, you know, get a little information on that, and I was pretty much also told that I was like an Egyptian pharaoh in the 5th dynasty, and also Bartholomew in the Christian era. So I've had, you know, kind of a journey kind of like that, and I kind of just want to know, I guess, if you can give me any kind of information on that.
Okay, ladies, did you understand the question?
So from what it sounds like, Anthony, you want more information about your background or what your life purpose is for this time?
I guess pretty much life purpose or background. I guess whatever is pretty much interesting.
Okay. All right, so Chelsea and I decided to just open up your records, but at the same time, so we'll both be opening your records and helping you out with this. Okay? Okay, so do we have permission to open your records?
Yes.
Okay, give us just a moment.
So, Anthony, the first thing that I saw when I was opening your Akashic Records was there is a little bit of unwillingness to step on your path and to be of service. Is that something that resonates for you?
I was actually told I need to wait on the universe to pretty much, you know, set up the platform and open up the doors, because I have a lot of business interests getting ready to come up, education programs and we're working with alternative energy. And so pretty much it's kind of like a waiting process right now. But everything's getting ready to open up within this month, hopefully by the end of this month, which is pretty much, you know, towards my life purpose.
So when I opened up your records, what I saw stepping in was that, one, your records are, you're very powerful, lots of energy coming through, definitely a creator energy. So I definitely see you being the innovator and really bringing a sense of new awareness onto the plane through technology. It's funny because when I first opened up, I saw you as almost a doctor, but not of patients, but of energy. Like, I don't know how to describe it. It was...
A root man?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
A root man?
No, it actually is in the form of alternative energy. Like you, electrical engineering, really finding alternative energy sources for people and really being a promoter and speaker of learning to live differently on the planet and really preserving Mother Earth. You're almost like a guardian of Mother Earth, basically, and you're showing people how to do things differently.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what the business is, working with all the different types of alternative energy. I have a technology company that's pretty much been up and running, working with scientists all over the world. And that's mainly what we're doing. We're building the city down here in Atlanta. We're getting ready to buy a property this month, and we're getting ready to build an alternative energy city, pretty much self-sustainable, and we're doing everything pretty much. Like, you know, even our own food, everything.
And I'm also getting that it's more of a, it's almost like the waiting time for you wasn't necessarily the waiting time. It was like they're waiting for you to catch up with the vision that they that is for you. So it's almost like a, now that you know, it's like a run, don't walk. Like really dive into this, really get expansive with this, make those connections that you've been waiting to make. Like really allow that excitement and the energy to really move through you so that you can really move this vision forward.
And that's what I've been, that's pretty much what I've been pretty much waiting on to find, you know, my exact niche, because I'm knowledgeable in pretty much every subject I touch, look at, read. Like, so it's just so many things. I don't know which aspect to hit first, whether it's education, whether it's, you know, media, the technology, it's open. Everything is open. So it's so much. So I don't know which exact route to take. And that's what I've pretty much been trying to find guidance on, which one, because it's opportunities are limitless right now.
The main message that they have for you is that you have permission to do your work, and you're eventually going to branch out into various areas. So whether it's the technology first, or you know, you'll tackle the media portion later, you're going to dip your toes into each pool, so to say. But in regards to finding which one is going to work for you, they're showing me very clearly that you need to pick the one that excites you the most. So if you're most excited about technology at this moment, go with that one first. Or if you're feeling called to explore more of the media things in your business, to do that one. But it's going to be the thing that makes you the most excited.
Gotcha. Makes sense.
Whatever, and really lean into it energetically and just really feel into it and let it resonate kind of within you. If you learn to do that practice, then you're going to make amazing business decisions along the way. So don't let the I don't know and the spinning, you know, kind of take over. Really allow yourself to feel into it and go with the gut on it. And I think you already know where you want to start. It's just, you know, is this going to be the right one that's going to be the biggest boom? Don't worry about it. You will have impact wherever you start.
Yes, I definitely appreciate that.
You're welcome. So we're going to go ahead and close your records now. Just give us just a second. All right, your records are closed. Great question.
Thank you so much, Anthony.
You're welcome.
All right. So now we have a caller in the 719 area code. And just to remind callers, if you would like to speak with Chelsea and Alexis, please follow the prompts for speaking with the host so I will know that you want to be on the air. All right, so caller with the 719 area code, you're live on Mind, Body, and Soul Food.
Hi, my name is Julia, and thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling in, Julia. Do you have a question?
Yes, please. I would like to receive an Akashic Records reading, and my question is, I'd like to know what my primary purpose for this lifetime is.
Okay. And Julia, do we have permission to open your records?
Yes, you do.
Okay, give us just a moment. So the first thing that's coming through for your records, Julia, is the record keepers really want you to know you haven't wasted your life in any way. So
okay.
First thing that's coming through, because when I first opened, it felt like a definitely a heaviness and an immense sadness. So they want you to know that you haven't wasted your life in any way, and everything that you have done up to this point has had purpose.
Oh, good. Yeah, I've sort of felt like exactly what you said, that what am I doing? Here I am, middle of my life, and still with the big question mark. Hence my question to you.
Okay. So we're just going to go back and see what avenues and paths are open to you.
Great. Thank you.
So the first thing that's coming through is that you like to teach. And that there have been things that you have wanted to teach for a while that you just haven't been able to do just yet. And it's almost like a similar situation to Anthony. It's kind of a where do I start? And also, differently for you, a sense of are certain people in my life going to approve if I take this path? And then they're saying it's time to get out of the shadow of kind of being everything for everyone else and really committing to being who you want to be for you. There's been a sense of lifetime of service to others. And so they're saying is really this is a time to follow the passion. And I see you teaching. Are you an artist in any way?
Well, for interior design, but I don't really think of myself as an artist. I'm sort of afraid to try. I sort of got stuck in afraid of failure, afraid of it not being good enough, afraid of other people judging me, and so I sort of have bottled myself in, unfortunately.
Yeah, those are the same people who come to you for advice about design.
And they love to be around you because you are extremely nurturing, and there's this huge sense of calm that people have when they're in your presence. And your record keepers are just saying to express yourself through art. And if you choose to teach, that's your art. If you choose to decorate people's homes, that's your art. Just express that inner yearning. Because it's been building up for years, and it's ready. It's time. You're ready.
And it's almost like the art of the design is what helps people to feel better about themselves and is totally of service. It's not necessarily formal like a feng shui or anything like that, but it's definitely a lightening of people's environment so that they can truly heal themselves in different ways.
Yeah, I went to school and then I didn't do anything with it. And then I, you know, like I said, I've gotten older now, so I'm feeling like, well, have I forgotten it? Or, you know what I mean? It's, well, of course you guys don't because you're still young. So, but, you know, when you're not doing it for a while. So.
They keep showing me that you are extremely good with colors, that you see a person and you just know, oh, they may look good in green or yellow would just bring out their eyes. Like, you are extremely good with picking out colors. So even if you wanted to go back to interior design and helping people change their spaces and pick out new furniture, you are very, very good at that. And you have a knack for creating the energy in a room. And they just really want you to know that you have not forgotten everything you've learned. You can refresh your memory by going to the library and looking through different design books or even taking a refresher course. But don't let this, oh, my God, I forgot everything I studied and invested in, stand in your way because you have not forgotten that information.
And it would also serve you to really create your own methodology around it because there really is no right way of interior design out there that you have to do this, you have to do that. So allow yourself to really develop your own philosophy around design.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Wonderful.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you both very much.
Welcome. Just give us a minute to close your records.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much, both of you, and thank you to the host.
Very welcome.
My call. I appreciate it greatly.
We appreciate your calling in. Best wishes to you, Julia.
Thank you. Thank you, and Happy New Year to all of you, and may it be a prosperous and blessed year for you.
Thank you. You too.
You
Thank
as
you.
Well.
Bye-bye.
Wow. So I'm curious about the process that you all go through in opening the records, and you've made reference to, I guess, beings or record keepers, in a sense, that someone that's sharing information, how does that work?
So if you could picture, well, let's see how to explain this. Like, if I had my visual, I could show you.
Okay. I need to wait and take the class, right?
No. We tend to do a different ordering of, kind of how we fall under God, if you will. So, for example, what most people think is there's God, and then there's sort of this religious structure, and then there's you. And so we prefer to do a different organization. And so if you think of a diamond, like two triangles together, at the top is God. Right under him are the record keepers. And then you've got below that line, then you have, God's goddesses, Jesus Christ, angels, kind of on that line. And then there's you. So these record keepers are beings that have not incarnated into human form. That's not their job. Their job is to really oversee the development of the soul. And so when we are connecting with them, really, and when we're giving information, even if it's just life purpose, the question really behind that is, how do I really get to a point with my soul, where my soul is continuing to develop and it's going along its ascension path, basically. So all these things that we learn to do on this human plane is really our ascension, and of that, our awakening to us remembering that we never separated ourselves from God. We're never separate.
Okay. I got the visual. I understood it. Thank you for explaining that. Now I have another question for you. When your do people have different processes that they go through to access the records?
I know they do.
One main one?
Alexis and I have both had formal training on how to access someone's records, so our method of doing it may differ from other people's. I know the most common way, if you have not had training, is to get into a meditative state and ask your guides, if you work with guides or if you work with angels, to ask them to guide you into your Akashic records. Most people who do that tend to visualize a library, and as they're walking into the library, they just see all of these books, and they go to the shelf and they pull out the book that has their name on it. That's the most common way that people tend to access their records. Alexis and I, we always ask permission first when we are reading for others. Then we'll say a short prayer or set an intention, and then we'll just feel that connection to that person's soul, and the information will start to be shown to us.
And when people are in their meditation, I mean, it's a different state of meditation. Like, it's a very high vibration, which is why many people do have an issue with getting into their records, because it's a different energetic shift that you really have to be in to be able to open yourself up to the records. And I do have another friend who's a Akashic record reader. And when she was a child, she was actually in and out of people's records without knowing it, in and out of her own without knowing it. But she had a very high vibration at that time, and as when we're kids, we don't know any better, and we're just kind of bopping around, and then,
right.
We tend to shut that down when we realize that, not everyone else can do that, and then it makes us feel different and uncomfortable. But you have to have a certain vibration to really start to open it, even without, having the whole vastness of understanding behind it.
Right. Okay. Thank you for that. Well, ladies, we have even more callers. The number is 917-889-7806. If you have a question for Chelsea and Alexis Logan, They've been doing some wonderful work with the Akashic Records this evening. We have a caller from the 301 area code with a 270 exchange. Caller, you're on the air. Do you have a question?
Yes.
Hi there. Could you tell us your name, please?
Hi, good evening, Tanya. This is Romy.
Hi, Romy. Nice to hear from you.
Thank you. Thank you for accepting my call, and I wanted to say hi to Alexis and Chelsea.
Hi.
Such sweet energy. Thank you. So my question is, I'm fairly new to the area, and I'm wondering if the work that I've done in the past in my life is what I'm meant to manifest and bring to this area.
Okay. Good question.
Okay.
And do we have permission to open your records?
Yes, please.
Okay, give us just a moment. Romy, you have a lot of sunlight in your records.
Yes.
It's a bit blinding to open up.
It's very bright. You can see it.
It's really high.
It's really high, and it's just so beautiful. I was like, oh, she's so sweet.
Thank you.
So when I first opened your records, what I saw was that everything that you've done before is kind of like a culmination of what you're going to step into, but it won't be the exact same manifestation and form that you've done before. And they're also showing me that you've kind of known that it wouldn't be exactly the same, and it wouldn't be like a different version of what you do. It would be kind of like the next step up from what you've done before. I see an even wider scope for what you're going to be doing. So what you've done before and the networking and the process, it looks like it's going to be a bigger network with definitely a wider reach, and that this is really a time to be creative and expansive in your thinking about how you deliver what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Does that resonate for you?
Yes, that's very helpful. A little scary, but absolutely, yes, it resonates deeply. Mm-hmm.
And it only feels scary because this venture is going to be a lot bigger than everything that you've experienced in the past. So it's not that it's scary, it's exciting, but your biofeedback system in your body is processing that higher frequency as fear.
Yes.
So they're saying also for you to really kind of lean into it and really allow your intuitive guidance, your guides to really show you the path and to be experimentally, like, joyful with it. You know, say, like, you know, how big can I create this? Like, how expansive can I get with this? You know, you're showing me one version, but really where can I take it? And allow yourself to be in that energy of expansion at all times as you're starting to write out this plan for kind of undertaking this new project in your life and really kind of bring it forward in a way where it's going to be only your most joyous path. And they're said this time around, really do the things that are only on the most joyous path. And if something doesn't bring you joy, then kick it out to someone whose passion it really is. So this will be very different. You're going to be definitely more of a CEO directing and definitely delegating while you kind of revel in the passion and the joy of what you're going to be doing.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Thank you. You'll remind me of that, Tanya, when I see you.
I will.
Thank you. Thank you. Many blessings to you.
Oh, you're so very welcome. Let's give some minutes to close your records.
Thank you.
Okay. Your records are closed.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Romy. I'll be checking in with you, okay?
Thanks, Tanya. Many blessings, sweetie. Thank you.
To you as well. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We have another caller in the 484 area code. I never know where these calls are coming from. And so, caller, you're on the air. Do you have a question?
Hi, thank you. I'm calling from Philadelphia, PA.
Oh, wonderful. And your name?
Yes, my name is Tonetta.
Right, and you have a question for the sisters?
I do. Do you answer relationship questions?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Those are our favorite ones.
Okay. Basically, I really don't know what question to ask. I would like to know if this man, Danny, is the one that I'm going to be getting married to or getting engaged to.
So let's just clarify your question before we go in. Are you asking whether or not he is going to be your divine life partner?
I guess, yes.
Like the one for this lifetime?
Correct, yes.
Okay. And, Tanetta, do we have your permission to open your records?
Yes.
All right, give us just a moment. So, Tanetta, I just want you to take a deep breath in, breathing in love, grace, and forgiveness.
Okay.
And releasing any and all energies of resistance, interference, and all energies that are no longer serving you.
Okay.
Okay, there we go. Do you want to start?
I'm just seeing there's been a lot of ups and downs with this particular man. And
yeah.
You have put in so much work into this relationship that you want to know there's going to be an outcome, that you didn't stay with him for nothing. And your record keepers really want you to know that everything that you've experienced, the hard times and the heartbreak, it hasn't been for nothing, and that these are lessons that you had to learn in order to open yourself up to more love.
Okay.
So in terms of whether or not he is your divine life partner and the person for this lifetime, and the answer that I'm getting is that no, but the person after him is who he's been preparing you for.
Wow.
Take a deep breath in with that one.
And not to think of this as a struggle or a slap in the face for everything that you've been through with him. It's almost been like, you have to know what your boundaries are and what you're going to accept and what you're not going to accept. And so it was almost like you're really sharpening the knife against this hard stone of really getting clear on what it is you want in this relationship, and that deep down inside you have known that this guy kind of really wasn't for you, but the logical overriding and the overriding of your friends and family have said, well, you've put in so much work and you've done this and you've done that, and you've allowed that to kind of override the intuitive guidance that you have known that he is not for you. So what they're saying is that this is a crucial time for you to really decide whether you will settle for something that you know is going to be kind of a low energy situation for you, or really break free of this, break free of the family and the friends' opinions, and really step into who you are and what you truly want for your life. And that only you can ultimately make that decision.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Give us just a moment to close your records. All right, your records are closed. Thank you for that question.
Okay, and thank you very much for taking my call.
Sure, thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Ladies, we have someone who's been holding for quite some time, and I really try not to get into nepotism. However, the caller is my mother. And she's been calling in the last few months for every show, and I love her dearly, and I want to give her an opportunity to call in and to speak with you. So are you there, Mom?
Yes.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
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 Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay.
Sisters, can you hear her?
She sounds,
yes.
Sounds a little bit far away.
A little bit muffled.
Okay.
Yes.
Can you get a little closer? Okay, that sounds better.
Much better. Okay. The show has been so interesting. And, Tanya, I have your brother here, Oscar. But I would just like to have a reading for myself, if I may.
Okay. Yes. What's your question?
I guess would like to know what the future holds in store for me.
Okay.
Do we have permission to open your Akashic Records?
Yes.
Okay, just a moment.
Now, Mom, as they're opening, I'm hearing something in the background. So if the TV or something is on, if you could turn that down, that would be helpful. Thank you.
Well, the first thing that came through when I opened your records was that you have a ton of wealth surrounding you, wealth of love, wealth of just time and family, and really this immense sense of joy. I do have a sense that there's an adventure that's kind of coming down the pike towards you. I don't know whether or not it includes travel per se, but you're definitely going to be branching into this sense of newness. And when you thought that you couldn't learn any more tricks, this one is definitely going to be a fun adventure for you. So I don't know. I'm going to ask Chelsea if she's getting anything else about this sense of adventure.
I'm seeing you dancing, and you're having a really great time. The other thing that I saw when I opened your records was there is a sense of, I've lived a very full life. How can I leave my legacy, and how can I be remembered? And one of the ways you can do that is just to make sure that all of the lessons you learned are either written down or shared orally with your children, just to know that they're being passed down and that you went through all the hard stuff in life so they wouldn't have to. I'm just seeing that you're called to explore various ways of leaving your legacy behind.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Let's give us a moment and we'll close your records.
Yes, please.
Okay. Your records are closed. Thank you for your question.
Thanks for calling in. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Wow. That's been quite a lot. And, you know, I think we have one more caller. Do you all have a few minutes to take this caller?
Yes, we do.
Okay, wonderful. This caller, now, I don't think we've done this in the... Have we done the 720 area code?
No, I don't.
I'm asking you to keep track. I think that's a new one. Hello, caller.
No, that one doesn't sound familiar. <All right.
laughs> Have we spoken with you, caller?
No, you haven't.
Well, we have now. Hello, and welcome to Mind, Body, and Soul Food. If you could give us your name, please.
My name is Cheyenne.
Hi, Cheyenne. Do you have a question for the sisters?
I do. I think you guys are fantastic, by the way. I just want to let you know that. I do a few readings myself, and I haven't accessed the Akashic Records for a while, but it's fantastic to have someone do it for me. My question is, I know that I'm moving. I don't know when or where, and I live in Colorado, so I kind of have a feeling that somewhere close to the city but up in the mountains. So I kind of just need some direction on that.
Okay. If you could go ahead and repeat your name again for us.
Cheyenne Starhawk.
And do we have permission to open your Akashic Records?
Yes, you do.
Okay, just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, so what came through for me was that you'll be going to Denver.
I live in Denver already.
It's a different section of Denver. It's like, it's towards the, I'm going to ask them to show me where. It's towards the outskirts, part of the outskirts of Denver, in a very kind of new up-and-coming area that's a bit more, I want to say, like, spiritual, like a spiritual suburbia, such rural area. It's a completely different energy, and it's a place that has a river that runs through part of it. I don't know if it's a big river, but it looks like a stream of water definitely runs through it. It's a place where you're going to feel really connected to the trees. With the work that you do and your connection to earth, there's definitely going to be a lot more land and trees around where you're going to be, and that you, when you find this particular neighborhood, it's going to be, you will have definitely a connection to the grass. And it's funny that you said, you know, you thought you were going to be moving kind of out into some rural space, and they're saying it's not exactly the rural space you're thinking of and, like, the land that you're thinking of. It's the kind of the energy of the place and the connection you have with the earth and the ground there.
Okay. I'm supposed to teach kids how to get more grounded, like special needs kids. And I know that I'm supposed to be, like, away from the city to do this, or at least I think I am.
Well, what I'm seeing is that the people who are going to come to you are going to be these people from the neighborhoods surrounding, that where you're going to move to is still going to be, has to be easy access for people to get to you, because once word spreads that you work with special needs kids, you're going to have definitely a full schedule. So it's going to be something where you're just close enough that people can get to you, but you're far mm-hmm. enough away where the earth and the grass and the trees are going to be very healing for you and these children.
Okay.
It's kind of like the middle ground. You thought far away in the mountains, but it's closer than you think.
Well, no, the mountains are like 20 minutes from where I'm at right now. But they're foothills. They're not big, giant mountains. So that's what I was thinking, foothills, not mountains necessarily.
Yeah, it's definitely a wider open area. And it's an area that you haven't been to yet. So what they're saying is you're probably going to want to find someone, a realtor or somebody that really take you around and get really specific with them about what you're looking for.
And you'll know it when you see it. You're going to enter into the place and be like, that is where I'm moving to.
Okay. And do you guys get a time frame?
I'm seeing 2 to 3 months.
2 to 3 months. Okay. So I was thinking May, so.
Yeah, it's going to be within that time frame. It won't be any later than July.
Okay. thank you guys so much. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Just give us a minute to close your records. Okay, they're closed. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a good night.
Thank you so much. Happy move to you.
Oh, thank you. I'm really excited about it.
Oh, good. Ladies, I think we've finally gone through our list of callers who have expressed interest in being heard, and it came to me that all this time, I didn't even ask a question. And I went to extend the show a tad bit, because otherwise we would be cut off right at this moment. Do you have time for one more reading?
Yes,
yes
we do.
Okay, this one is mine. You know my name is Tanya.
Okay, do we have permission to open your records?
Yes.
Okay, give us a moment.
Okay, your records are now open. What is your question?
You know, of course, 50 questions come forth, but the most immediate one pertains to my writing and writing of books and direction to go in with that.
And you're referring to the book you've started and stopped many times?
They're showing it like, you know, I'm seeing your handwriting and the pen goes down, you go back to do something else and you go back to it, and it's like this back and forth dance you're doing with your book.
Yes. So this ultimate book that you've been dancing around, just so you know, the cover is going to be red. And I see you
okay.
at a book signing, a local book signing on it. They're saying that it's sometimes so hard to write our heart's desires, and they're saying, and to, especially to have it on paper and to be visible to other people. And so the reason why you've been kind of the start stop is, oh, it's almost like a self censorship that you're doing, like, oh no, this got too deep. I got to pull back and come back another time, and you know maybe this will make more sense when I come back. And they're just saying to write it as it is and just don't worry about it. It's almost like a channeling that you'll be doing every time you sit down. So it's kind of like channel the word, channel the message, and let it be what it is on the paper, and then go back. Read through it and have a good friend, and I'm hearing it might be Reverend Anthony or someone of that, to go through and read this piece so that it makes sense to someone else besides yourself. It's almost like you get caught up in the, is this make sense for people? Is this what they want to hear? And they're saying that the message is just to write for right now and worry about the censorship later, and rely on those who have really been pushing you forward on this book to be the, not the critics, but to be the ones who will tell you honestly whether or not it makes sense, and maybe, or how you could say something just a bit differently for the lay people who will be reading the book. Does that make sense?
Mm. It makes sense, and it's interesting because I thought I was done with the book, and I gave it to someone to read, a close friend, and she gave me feedback, and so I did some more work on it, and I gave it to another friend to read who's a publisher, an editor, and she gave me feedback. And so I think I'm done with it, at least for now.
And you completed all 14 chapters?
Is it 14 chapters? I don't really recall how many chapters it is. I thought I was done.
Yeah, I'm getting that there's going to be 14 chapters, and each chapter, of course, we're built off the previous one, but there's like solid, thorough information in every single chapter. So I'm just getting that chapters 5, 6, and 7 need to have more stuff added to them.
5, 6, and 7. This is interesting, and I think, I've I've started and stopped several books. And so I'm wondering if they're referring to one of the books that I'm not referring to. Okay. I'll have to revisit.
Are you writing a book on the throat chakra? Because that's the one that I see them referring to.
No, I haven't been. I guess I will be, huh?
Yeah. I see one, you know, based on the throat chakra, you know, becoming more empowered and, you know, things you can do to unlock your throat chakra. And that's where I'm seeing the 14 chapters.
Okay.
And actually, that's the one that's actually going to be written faster because you're actually doing throat chakra work right now, like you're facilitating sessions, correct?
Correct, yeah. And I'm doing workshops.
But they're saying don't reinvent the wheel on it, like run with the energy.
Yeah, and the people you're working with are like really great case studies. So you can even put some of the sessions in the book but change their names, and that will give you a lot more content for the book.
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Just a minute. We'll close records.
Thank you. You can.
Okay, your records are now closed.
Thank you. Wonderful. Wow. You all have said a mouthful tonight, that is for sure. And it's interesting because people came forth with a variety of different questions for you, and it really sounds like there is no limitation in terms of questions that you can ask the Akashic Records.
There is no limit, and I think that's probably been one of the reasons that we've had a bit of a trial with our businesses. Is, well, what do we market it as? You know, we answer almost all questions. You know, how does that sound? So there is such vast knowledge of, I mean, what can be asked? And again, ultimately, it's really going back to your purpose and really opening yourself up to what can really be for you. So yeah, it's kind of hard to narrow it down. So we've kind of had to pick where our strengths were.
And like you said to the first caller, Anthony, you can dabble in each one. Where's your passion? So I guess you can take a look at what are the issues that bring you passion. And I noticed that you both jumped on, do you answer relationship questions? Oh, yeah, they're our favorite ones.
They're always the best, the juiciest ones.
Definitely.
Well, the juiciest because, you know, relationships really craft, like, who we are. You know, the reasons why we have so many blocks in our lives is because of what we've learned through relationships. And once you really get outside of that, that's where, like, the juicy stuff happens,
yeah.
You know? So people, you know, think that they're coming to us, you know, to see who their divine life partner is or work out something out with their husband. But it's actually a culmination of all the relationships you've had since you have been here and what you've bought into as your truth that's actually not your truth.
Gotcha. Now, I have a question for you, Alexis. Now, congratulations to you, by the way, because you'll be a mommy soon, correct?
Yes, I will be a mommy sometime between the last week of March and the maybe second week of April.
Oh, wow. You're a little closer than I knew. Wow, wonderful. Now, I'm curious, have you accessed the Akashic record of your child?
I actually have not. I've gone into my own records about the child and about the child's father and how we're ultimately going to raise this boy. But I've already kind of connected with his energy, and so has Chelsea and our mother. So we kind of know what his personality and temperament is going to be like when he comes out. So that's been really cool to kind of play with that energy on a daily basis and really kind of step into that mothering energy around this energy that's going to be coming out soon.
Oh, I love it. Oh, wonderful. Well, ladies, you all have been so amazing, and I know that you have some upcoming classes and events. I would like for folks to, first of all, know how to contact you so that they can dine at your wonderful healing table, and also what do you have coming up that they might want to take advantage of?
Well, they can contact me at clientcare@alexisellogan.com. That's alexisellogan.com. And that's for if you would like a reading or just to see what's kind of going on. You can also hang out on the website, which is also alexisellogan.com. And I will be teaching Level 1 Akashic Records in March, so that's March 9th and 10th, and to be on the waiting list, because the website for that is not up yet, definitely send an email to clientcare@alexisellogan.com, just letting me know you want to be on the wait list for when that comes out. And with that, level, just so everyone knows, level one is learning to read yourself, level two is learning to read for others, and level three is to be certified as a consultant to really create a business around being an Akashic Records consultant. So the process for level one is really just, you're going to learn your own prayer, your own way of getting into the records, but you're also going to be prepared for the records. Like we've kind of alluded to before, the records contain vast information and really kind of everything about you, traumas and good stuff, and so we really want you to be prepared for that information to come through you.
Okay, that sounds juicy.
Super juicy. I'm excited.
Okay.
That's probably the last thing I do when I go out for a bang before I give birth.
Okay. All right. And how about you, Chelsea?
I have some upcoming workshops at Flow Yoga in Washington, D.C. that I will be guest speaking at. And the workshops are on discovering your life purpose, connecting in with your intuition, and clearing your money blocks. And for more information on that and the dates and times, people can go to my website, which is moneymenlife.com. And I'll have the information posted on those upcoming workshops shortly.
Excellent. Thank you so much to Sensational Sisters. That's what I've decided to call you all because I love alliteration. Sensational Sisters Alexis and Chelsea Logan for joining us this evening and providing such amazing food for thought as we move forward into 2013. And I would like to invite the listeners back next month on the second Sunday at 6 Eastern Standard Time for more mind, body, and soul food. To recognize the Heart Month, we'll be hosting internationally known best-selling author Alan Klein, who will be talking about his new book, The Art of Living Joyfully. And choosing to live life joyfully is one of the most heart-based, loving things that we can do for ourselves and others, so it's an appropriate time for that, and we hope to hear you there. I invite you to visit my website, mindbodyandspiritworks.com, or contact me at Tanya@mindbodyandspiritworks.com for more information about my holistic healing, teaching, writing services, including my upcoming classes and events. I have my monthly Throat Chakra Celebration Circle in Seabrook on January 25th. I'll be facilitating a conscious cooking class in Silver Spring on February 9th entitled Three Soups for Soothing the Fifth Chakra, which is the throat chakra. You can find information about my meditation CD and all sorts of other things, my video blog, Throat Chakra Shaman. And also I'll be hosting Sherry Burton Ways for her virtual book tour through my various sites. So you may remember her from guesting on this show back in the fall. So please catch up with me on Facebook. You can find me under Tanya Parker or Throat Chakra Shaman. On Twitter as Fifth Chakra Shaman. You know they don't allow you too many letters. I'm also on LinkedIn and also like my show on Blog Talk Radio. So this evening, our amazing guests have given us much to chew on as we start off the new year. For leftovers, I'll leave you with some mind, body, and soul food to go from psychic Lumari in her book, Akashic Records, Collective Keepers of Divine Expression. And she says, ask and the answers will enlighten your path. Thank you for dropping in to dine on a delicious meal at the Mind, Body, and Soul Food Table. And may your path be enlightened.
One, two, here I go.
Well, I'm a